Make this a good intro, Chief.
Cheese. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Stadler?
What?
Is that it?
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.
And welcome back to Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm the Moondog.
And we are celebrating the Muppet Show in the cutting room floor. Why?
Well, we obviously celebrating 20 shows of Cheese Please, so we thought very special date also for the Muppets. Their 25th anniversary.
Yeah, they were on the air from 1976 to 1981. 100, can you believe it, 120 episodes over 5 seasons, all shot in England.
That's incredible.
And, of course, the follow-up to the Muppet Show, Muppets Tonight, back in the 90s.
It lasted about, what, 8 months, maybe?
Yeah, at the most.
But they did attract a lot of really great guest stars. Really.
Yeah, and so did the original Muppet Show. I mean, just name a few names here. Flo Henderson, the Brady Bunch mom.
I had to think for a second there. I said great talent, man. I was thinking like Elton John.
Elton John. There. Vincent Price.
Ah, that's a good one.
Ethel Merman.
Woohoo, our favorite.
George Burns.
Wow.
Get this. Okay, hold on to your hat. Did you know this guy was on The Muppet Show? Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, I think I remember seeing that when I was a kid, yo.
Well, that could be.
Wow.
Let's see. A few of your favorites. Star Wars gang, Mark Hamill.
Chewbacca, 3PO.
A guy that's going to be on the Celebrity Slip-Up a little later, Tony Randall.
Excellent.
Johnny Cash.
So there was a lot of top-notch talent on the Muppet Show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they always had no problem lampooning themselves when they'd be on that show either. It was always in good fun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, how could you take a Muppet too seriously?
Oh, exactly. I mean, the Muppets have always been. And, of course, Weezer just this year did a video for Keep Fishing, and it was set in the Muppet Show.
Cool.
And all the Muppets appeared on it. Piggy, Kermit, that little crab guy. I don't know his name, but he's kind of cool.
And just a note that Roger Moore, 007 ended off the 120 show set.
And I believe he sang Talk to the Animals.
Well, that could be.
I remember that one very vividly.
Oh,
very
I'm
funny.
Sure we'll get a few Muppet aficionados emailing corrections.
That's right. We'll give you the address later on. I think we should quit yakking and let the Muppets do what they do best and entertain us with some music.
Why not? What are we going to play?
Well, we've got the Muppet Chickens with their rendition of Babyface. Animal's going to check in there with a classic, and also Kermit the Frog doing one of his standards, Happy Feet. Why don't you roll it?
Right here on Cheese Please.
Thank you, and welcome again to what promises to be a terrific record. Okay, record?
I promise.
Thank you, record. So now let's get things started with our own ladies of the hen house, the Muppet Chickens.
Yeah.
my luck.
Cheese, please.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a musical highlight. Our drummer, Animal, sings Gershwin.
A fucking day in London town. Thank you, thank you.
The time has come to answer that question that has baffled mankind through the ages, namely, can the frog tap dance? The answer is, hit it! Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low-down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little fapping toes, and when they hear a tune, I can't control my dancing heels to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, because I've got half-half happy feet.
True.
But on a record, it doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
Stadler and Waldorf, of course, from The Muppet Show.
And that was Happy Feet with Kermit, was it not?
You got it, man. Celebrating the Muppets' 25th anniversary in the cutting room floor this week.
Hey, here's an interesting fact about Kermit. He debuted in 1956 on the Steve Allen Show, but it wasn't until 1969 in the debut of Sesame Street that he was seen on a regular basis on TV.
Kermit the Frog is that old, eh?
Yeah.
That's incredible. And of course, on the Muppet Show and through the ensuing Muppet movies that started in 1979, he had a big love affair and relationship with one Miss Piggy.
Oh.
And you know, I never quite understood how Kermit and Miss Piggy made it work.
I don't want to go there.
I'm no biologist, but I imagine there's a big difference between the amphibious and mammalian reproductive systems, don't you?
I don't want to get that picture in my head.
Well, what would you call the offspring, though, man? Tad pigs?
Oh.
Or would you call them froglets?
Let's not go there.
Well, these are questions that have to be asked. This entertainment.
Why?
This entertainment is aimed at children, and you're putting weird messages about cross species. You know,
you're part of a minority
systems.
Group, are you not?
Apparently so.
a U.S. lobbyist group or something.
Oh, no, I just get curious about such things. I have too much time on my hands.
Just want to thank Laverne, our research assistant, for digging up some info that I have at least off the Henson.com website.
And I just want to thank Snarf Dude for not laughing at my jokes at all. Hey, buddy, happy 20th, man.
Thank you, pal. You can't have my bud, pal.
I think it's time to close out the cutting room floor here. What do you say?
Oh, why not?
And we got a nice little soulful tune, a remake of a Billy Joel song by Floyd the bass player.
Ooh, we're laying down some serious sounds then.
Right here on Cheese, Please.
Some folks like to get away, take a holiday from the neighborhood. Hop a flight to Miami Beach or to Hollywood. But I'm taking a Greyhound on the Hudson River line. I'm in a New York state of mind. It was so easy living day by day. Out of touch with the rhythm and blues. Now I need a little give and take. The New York Times, the Daily News. Come down to reality. and it's fine with me, 'cause I let it slide. Don't care if it's Chinatown or round at Riverside. I don't have any reasons, left them all behind. I'm in a New York state of mind. I'm in a New York state of mind.
Welcome back to Cheese Please. That was Floyd and the rest of Electric Mayhem.
My brother Floyd.
Right here on Cheese Please from the Muppets, of course, celebrating their 25th anniversary this year.
Yeah, Snarfoot here, by the way.
And the Moondog.
And what shall we play to end it on?
Well, we've got a little outtake here. This is from the R-rated Muppet movie that never got released.
R-rated?
Yeah, well, it never saw the light of day. It's very rare.
Oh, okay.
But it
I'll take your word for it. I've never heard it.
Well, it focused on Statler and Waldorf, you see, and they kind of went a little mad. And the studio just flat out refused to release it. Jim Henson was trying to, put a little edge to the Muppets a little bit. He wanted to shake their image up a little bit. And never worked.
I can't help but think this is a load of crap, but I'll go with it.
Hey, you got to believe me, man.
Oh,
Jim
well,
J. Bullock
fine.
Was
okay.
in that movie, too. So maybe that was why it didn't get released. Anyway, this is a rare outtake from that film. Why don't you roll it? Let people make up their own minds.
That's fine. Right here on Cheese, please.
Here he is, Mr. Fozzie Bear, who will perform for you tonight on roller skates. Ladies and gentlemen, Fozzie Bear!
Thank you, and thank you.
Hey, this is a great way for Fozzie to do his material.
Yeah, a moving target is harder to hit.
Yeah, right, that's a...
That was from the Muppets Bake Manhattan, don't
yeah,
you remember
Yeah, right.
That? Directed by Oliver Stone.
That's
man.
A load of crap.
No, you gotta believe me, man. I have a bootleg copy on video at home, man. I'll bring it over.
Yeah, well, I can't see Mr. Henson actually getting the Muppets involved. The Muppets are cute and cuddly and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, well, there's a dark side to everything, dude. I hope everyone's enjoyed the cutting room floor this week, celebrating the Muppets. I know I have.
Yeah. I don't know what to say after that outtake.
I left him speechless. Finally, after 20 shows, I left Snarfdude speechless.
Man, is there more trivia coming up?
No, actually, that was it.
Oh, okay.
You know, the Jim J. Bullock thing I thought was pretty big.
Well,
but we do have the celebrity slip-up coming up in a while.
Oh, that's going to be a nightmare.
Everyone's going to get to hear my Jack Klugman impersonation.
Not only that, people are going to get a hint at where the pit actually is if they listen very closely.
Oh, really? Is there a hint in there? I don't
know.
There
is a hint.
This. And the moldy cheese coming up.
Yeah.
Get your gas mask ready. Almost time to go to the refrigerator of shame, buddy.
And we'll be right back.